Good morning, Passion Church. Would you join us as we worship the Lord in the house this morning?
a victory. I'm gonna see a victory.
For the battle.
For the battle belongs to you, Lord. And I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, we give it all.
The veil is torn and the doors fling wide.
Jesus is in this room, making this place I stand holy ground, holy are you.
Your presence has invaded this space for this moment. And so, Father, this morning, we take the time to allow you to accomplish what only you can accomplish, to meet with us in this place again. If you're here this morning, I just sense this very strongly. If you're here this morning and you would say, Steve, I need God to take something in my life and turn it around. We sang that he can take what the enemy meant for evil and he can turn it around for our good. But some of us are in the before the turnaround stage. We haven't seen him turn it yet. If you're here this morning and you need him to turn something around in your life very quickly, I want you to come and stand right up here in the front. We don't do this very often, so if that's you, I need you to move right now. I need him to turn something around in my life. It could be a variety of things. You know what you're in the middle of right now. The Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But I think we misunderstand that. It doesn't say that a weapon won't be formed. No weapon that is formed against me. So there are weapons that are formed against us. That's part of life. But the promise is this. Although it's formed, it will not prosper. It will not succeed. But I want to be honest with you this morning. There are moments where I feel like that the weapon's working. Anybody else? If you're up here this morning, you probably feel that way. Listen, I said this last week. If we're going to grow up and be a mature body of Christ, we've got to learn to quit competing with one another and start completing one another. We must start carrying one another. So if you're not up here, then what I want you to do right at this moment is I want you to move out right now and get your hand on somebody that came forward this morning. And we're going to pray this, that God, you're going to begin to turn it around. You're going to begin to turn it around. Whatever it is that these individuals are facing this morning, that although the weapon may feel like it's been formed, and although it may feel like it's taking root, the truth that we're standing on this morning is that although it has been formed, it will not prosper. Come on, would you begin to lift up your faith this morning? Father, in this place right now, we declare over our brothers and our sisters that came down front, that are declaring and publicly stating that a weapon has been formed against them. I pray in the name of Jesus, we take authority over that weapon and we call that thing destroyed in the name of Jesus. And we believe that the turnaround is beginning right now. We participate in your turnaround right now. We extend our faith, our care, our concern, and we bring our brothers and our sisters before your throne this morning. And so, Father, this is what we do. We come against fear. We come against sickness. We come against lack. We come against divorce. We come against intimidation. We come against depression. We come against anything that is formed against us that the enemy knows, because he knows our weakness. All these things that he begins to form against us to cause us to question whether or not we're still in your hands. We come against those things right now. We take authority over them in the name of Jesus. By by the authority given to us by the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to sickness this morning, depression this morning. Be gone by the name of Jesus and the power contained in that name. We come against fear and anxiety, confusion. Confusion. You are not the author of confusion, Father. So we recognize the source, the origin of that confusion. So we declare it broken by the power and the blood of Jesus right now. We come against brokenness in relationships this morning, Father. Husband and wife, moms and dads and children and extended family. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that anything that the enemy is trying to form against us will be turned around. And then when we look back over our shoulder, we'll recognize that, Father, you took the very thing the enemy wanted to use against us, and you prospered us. You set us up for greatness by what we've been through. Come on, would you just, as you praying for your brother and your sister in the Lord this morning, would you just begin to speak words of life over them? Come on, let the gifts of the Holy Spirit begin to operate and begin to speak out words of wisdom and knowledge that maybe you don't understand yourself, but it'll speak directly to their situation. We speak life. We speak life and hope. See you in the good, in the moment when we're on the mountaintop. We only sense you and can only seem to glimpse you when everything's going right. I pray that now instead what you would do is you would open up our eyes and our understanding, and we would recognize that you're even more present with us in the middle of our problems. You're even more present with us in the middle of the valley. You're even more with us in the moment where we feel like giving up. If we would just become aware, if we would just open our eyes and understand, open our heart to perceive, you're right here in this place. It's not a perfect place, but you're in this place. We're in the perfect place because you're in this place. So in the middle of our pain, we're right in the perfect place. In the middle of our brokenness, we're right in the perfect place. In the middle of the meantime, we're still in the perfect place. In the middle of our waiting moment, we're still in the perfect place. You're right here with us. You're with us. You're with us. You're present. You're a very present help in our time of success. No. You're a very present help in the time when everything is going just like we want it. No. You're a very present help when our bank account is full. No. You're a very present help when our body is cooperating and we're completely whole. No. You're a very present help when our relationship is going just like it's supposed to because we watched the Hallmark Channel. No. You're a very present help in our time of trouble. Trouble. In the middle of our trouble, you're the most present. So, Father, for everyone that walked down and extended their faith, I pray that what they would recognize in this moment is that the trouble they're going through is not an indication that you've forgotten them. But instead, I believe what this trouble is, it's an indication of this. You're with us. Because if we weren't going through trouble, we wouldn't need you. But we desperately need you this morning, Father. And so, Father, I speak hope and I speak life and I speak faith where there's no faith. I loan my faith to my brothers and my sisters that have prayed about this before and asked you to come through before and didn't see what they thought they would see. I extend my faith and I loan it to them in this moment. And I encourage them in the Lord. And I stand on this fact that your word declares that you will never leave us, nor will you forsake us, and that you are sufficient for us in our time of need. And so we put our trust and our hope and our faith in you this morning. And we declare that the Lord is good. But wait a minute, my struggle's not through, I know, but we declare that the Lord is good. But wait a minute, my bank account didn't change. But we declare that the Lord is good. But I'm still sick and I don't feel right. But we declare that the Lord is good. But my relationship doesn't seem to be any. But we declare that there's a standard in our life, that there's a consistency in our life, and it's this: the Lord is good. Come on, would you say that with me on the count of three? One, two, three. The Lord is good. Come on, say it again. The Lord is good. One more time. The Lord is good. Now, would you praise Him like He's good? We praise you, Father. We exalt your name, O Lord. The Lord is good. You're so 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 good to me. Sense of Max, come here, Max. I need you for an illustration. I just sense this is what's taking place. Max, I want you to get up on my back. Come on, jump up there. This is literally what we're doing this morning. We're carrying somebody in need that can't get there on his own. I gotta pinpoint them by the power of the Holy Spirit, and I gotta carry them into the presence of God. Thank you, Max. This Sunday I carry him, but next Sunday he may have to carry me. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to, I know you're standing next to somebody. I want you to get their arm up around you like this. And just as a step of faith, would you just kind of, have y'all watched somebody get hurt in basketball? Like they can't walk, they twist their ankle and they lean. And would you just kind of take a step with one another? That's what we got to do. We got to lean on one another. Come on, lean on somebody. Do that one. Thank you, Max. As a declaration of what, got to go beyond this service. Got to go beyond this service. That we learn to lean on one another and to carry one another and lighten each other's loads. Father, I pray that you'd knit our hearts together this morning. Would you knit our hearts together this morning? Holy Spirit, would you do more than just allow us to have a feel-good moment right now? Would you do something that is lasting? would at this very moment, would a light go on in us, the apathy roll away to where we're not just concerned about ourselves? Could you pinpoint somebody for us this morning as we desperately continue to try to make the shift from me to you, where I look around me and I see needs? Could you help me this morning, Holy Spirit, pinpoint, find one person that I do more than just pray for on this one Sunday morning, but instead I begin to call out their name daily? Can't go to sleep at night until I lift them up. It's the first thing I think about in the morning when I get up. I've got to pray for them. I've got to pick up the phone and call them because I sense they need a word. God, could you knit our hearts together at that place, at that level? Could you do that this morning, Father? I ask you to do that right now. Across cultural lines, across racial divides, across gender differences, across socioeconomic differences, across political lines, could you knit our hearts together at such a deep level that we hurt for one another and that we rejoice for one another, that we protect one another, that we watch for one another, that we guard one another, that we bombard heaven's throne for one another? Could you connect us at that level, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Please, Father, I'm asking you to make that change in us right now. Too many of us are limping through life alone. And I pray that this morning what you're doing is a Holy Ghost moment that would cause our walls to be lowered and our concern to be heightened, and that you would strengthen us together, I pray. Man, I sense the Holy Spirit doing something. Some of you need to exchange phone numbers this morning. Some of you need to exchange names. You don't even know the name of the person that the Holy Spirit led you to. That's okay. Build us into a body linked, fashioned, put together, all different, all unique, but together we work. Together it works. God, would you do that this morning? Holy Spirit, do that in us this morning. Would you do this? Man, I'm asking you to be brave, but I sense this. If you're here this morning and you say, Steve, my deal is this. I feel forsaken, or I feel alone. I hesitate to use the word lonely because we so flippantly use that word now that it doesn't speak to the depth of our isolation at moments. If you're here this morning and that's how you feel, it may not be reality, but that's how you feel. So your perspective is your reality. If you're here this morning and you feel like you walk in life alone, would you just lift your hand real quick? Just put it up. Say, I feel like I'm by myself. Keep it up because we need to respond. Yeah. Yeah. We've all been there. I've been there at times. If you're standing next to a person that got their hand up, I want you to lay your hand on them right now if they don't even have a hand on them. So you say, well, whose fault is that? It's both. It's theirs because a lot of times we isolate ourselves and we won't let our walls down. And we won't let anybody get close. But a lot of times it's our fault as well because we don't respond the way we should. and we become so self-consumed that we don't pay attention. So would you just do this before you pray? Because a lot of times as believers, I'm not dismissing or diminishing the power of prayer. And we need to pray, and we're going to pray. But sometimes we just need to talk. Would you just reach out to the people you saw raise their hand and just say to them right now, hey, I'm here for you. If the Holy Spirit's, don't do this if you're not willing to make the call, to check on them, to do life with them. But if you're willing to do that, if you're genuinely concerned, you're throwing a lifeline. That's what we're doing. We're literally throwing a lifeline. I'll walk with you through whatever you're walking through. Just look at them and say, you don't have to do this by yourself. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I may not be able to pay all your bills. I may not be able to come walk your dog every time you want me to. But I'll do life with you. And in the middle of the night, when you need somebody to talk to, you can ring my phone and I'll answer. So, Father, right now, I pray that you would connect us at that kind of level. And, Father, we come against the lie of the enemy that tells us that we're all by ourselves and that nobody cares and that we're all alone and nobody really knows. I come against the lie that we've been forsaken and forgotten. I speak against the lie that we have been forsaken and that we have been forgotten. Because your word teaches us that you're so mindful of us that we're always on your mind. But I also believe that by the power and the moving of the Holy Spirit, you're placing our situation on the minds of people around us. So, Father, for those that raise their hands, if they're guilty of putting up walls and keeping people at a distance, I pray this morning their guard would come down and they would let people enter their lives. For those that raise their hand, maybe they tried to reach out and no one's responded. So the rest of us, Father, we repent and we ask you to make us more sensitive to move and the power of the Holy Spirit. And may we take practical steps beyond just praying for one another in a church service when the emotions are high. I pray that we would now make a commitment to take practical steps, to pick up the phone, to spend time, to check on, to follow up on, and to hold one another up. I pray you would accomplish this. Accomplish this. In the name of Jesus, may your grace, may great grace be extended to us this morning, I pray, and to every need represented here. Father, we give you glory for what you've accomplished in the lives of your people today. May we remember this morning as a significant moment in the life of your people that we can point to and declare that it was in that moment that everything began to shift and turn around for my good. I pray you would accomplish this in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Come on, would you give somebody a hug or a high five and just bless them for a moment? Keep playing for a second. Sorry, we're going to shift here. Sorry. Hang on, I'm looking something up. Supposed to start a new series this morning, but we're not. If you want to start the new series, then you can come to second service today. If we get to do it then. I've talked about it often. I was a freshman in college. I was in an Old Testament class, Introduction to the Old Testament. And my professor, as an assignment, made us read the entire Old Testament through in the semester. Being the overachiever I am, I waited until the last 3 days. And I can take you to the room. About 1 a.m. Steam rolling through the Old Testament. When a lightning bolt went off as I came across this passage of Scripture. I've read it to you before, but I sense it strongly this morning. How many of you would say you want the Lord to be close to you? And I want Him close to me. I've discovered that when the Lord is close to me, things are better. Yeah. And I recognize we have a part to play in that, and we have to get close to Him. But maybe we don't understand the prerequisite for Him to be close to us. Because as I was speed skipping, I landed in Psalm 34:18. I was reading in the NIV because we were required to. I'll read it that way, and then I'll read it to you out of another version this morning. The Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Now you think about who's writing this. Maybe this is our series. I don't know. But David, with all his mess, in the middle of his mess, pens these words. Listen to it in this version. The Lord is closer to those whose hearts are breaking. You missed it. The Lord is close to those whose hearts are breaking. He rescues those who are humbly sorry for their sins. That's a different take. Maybe one more. If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. Now listen to this. Man, if this doesn't bring it to where we are. If you're kicked in the gut. Ever felt kicked in the gut? This is what it says. He'll help you catch your breath. So I don't know why I sensed this morning that as much as that was a word for us, for me, at 1 a.m., speed skipping through the Old Testament because of an assignment in 1986. But I just sensed this morning that is a word for somebody. You may feel like you've been kicked in the stinking gut, but He can help you catch your breath. Father, this morning I pray that what would take place in this very moment as we've read your word to us. That right in the middle of all of our mess, messes that we make and messes that were made for us. Because, Father, some of us are in messes right now that we really didn't even contribute to. They just blew up all around us and now we're in a mess. But some of us have made choices and decisions that have created debris and clutter in our lives. But Father, we recognize according to your word that I just read, that doesn't cause you to be more distant. That's the prerequisite for your closeness. That's the determining factor that when we are in that kind of situation, that you show up. And so, Father, this morning I pray that for anyone here that feels like they've been kicked in the gut, that you would now allow the breath of the Holy Spirit to blow in and cause us and help us to catch our breath, to find our footing, square us away, rescue us, and cause us to know you as the one that is close to the brokenhearted and to those that are crushed in spirit. Father, if you would do that today, as we lean on one another and as you help us to carry one another and as you cause our hearts to be knit, then we can declare we had church. You've accomplished what you wanted to accomplish. Now, I'm mad at you because all my study was for naught. But I'm not mad because with one word, you can change everything. In fact, Father, I just declare over you the song we sing, Jesus, you change everything. You change everything. Nothing is the same. Everything is new. And I just pray this morning that as we breathe in the deep breath of life, life found through your Son Jesus, but also life found in relationship with fellow brothers and sisters, that you would be as close as you've ever been to us in Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I don't want to miss an opportunity to do this in every service. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you have not submitted to Him as your Lord, your King, we will not embarrass you. We simply want to help you pray. Put materials in your hands. If you're here this morning and that's you, would you just raise your hand? You can pull it right back down and say, I need Him. I need Him. I need Him. Is there one? There's one. Anyone else that would say, I need Jesus to come into my life and change me forever? Father, in this Holy Ghost moment, the Holy Spirit's moving in this place. You're drawing people. We create our own loneliness sometimes. We create our own distance sometimes. But we sense you pulling us to you today. I pray that in this moment, we would all come back to that place where we do this, because we all have to. Jesus, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. We ask you to become the Lord and the Savior of our life. Your word declares that if we confess with our mouth that you're Lord, if we believe in our hearts that you came and you died on a cross and you rose again on the third day, in that moment when we confess all that with our mouth, which we're saying that right now, you are Lord, you are King, we submit to you. In that very moment, there's something that changes and we become born again. All things are new and we're saved. We thank you for rescuing us today. Thankful for the breaking and the moving of your Holy Spirit. I pray that we would continue to be constantly hungry for a deeper move of your Holy Spirit, not only in our lives, but in this body. We give you thanks for what you're accomplishing and have accomplished today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Julie, will you go to the keyboard, Seth? You want to come and close? This is different. If you're new to Passion, this is different than what we normally do, but that's okay. One of the statements that we said from our early days, and we continue to believe it, is this, is that we will follow the flow and the move of the Holy Spirit. He knows better what we need than we do. And so we'll do what the Holy Spirit does. I didn't even know y'all changed yet. Isn't that pretty cool?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I'm thankful for a church that takes the move of the Spirit seriously. Amen. And I'm thankful that He changes us and moves. As the ushers move to receive the tithes and offerings, in the seat backs in front of you, there are next step cards. Go ahead and take that. Fill that out. If it's your first time, take that and give it to the booth outside underneath the awning, and they have a gift for you. And then if it is your second time, go ahead and see Pastor Steve, and he's got a gift for you as well. We're thankful that you have decided to join us this morning at Passion. You could have been anywhere else. But you chose to spend it with us, and so we are very thankful. And let's check out the announcements this morning.
Don't miss the School of Leadership tonight at 6 p.m. at Compassion Church at 150th and Rockwell. The class will meet once a month for 8 months. The sessions will feature teaching in theology, leadership, and specialized training in worship, students, connections, and kids. And will also help you continue and maintain growth. Everyone is welcome, and every volunteer at Passion is encouraged to attend. There is a small cost of $100 for a family or individual. You can sign up for this amazing class in the green room. Make plans to participate in corporate prayer on Saturday, March 14th at noon at the church. Please make plans to join us for this 1 hour of prayer for our church and our community. Calling all men, join us for Allies on Saturday, March 14th. We will leave the church at 9 a.m. and go shoot some guns, do some fishing, and cook out for lunch. This will be a blast. Please begin to bring individually wrapped candy for our Easter egg hunt. You can place the candy in the lobby. The hunt will take place after each service on Easter Sunday.
Passion Women. We are so excited to introduce our first ever Sisters event coming Friday, April the 3rd. Doors open at 6 o'clock p.m. The service starts at 7. We will have finger feeds for you and child chair for ages 6 and under. No excuses. You want to be there. It's going to be a great night of fun, worship, word by Tiffany Cooper. She's the pastor with her husband, Herbert Cooper, at People's Church here in Oklahoma City. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be an awesome event. So we look forward to seeing you at Sisters Wildflower event, April 3rd.
Jesus for the first time, and you gave your life this morning to Jesus, go ahead and text that number and text SAVED. And if this morning you feel like you want to serve the church in any capacity, be it worship or tech or anything in the church, kids, youth, whatever you feel like the Lord has placed inside of your heart to serve in any way, go ahead and text that number as well and text SAVED. Stand with me this morning and let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for how much you love us, Father, that you would send your Spirit into this place, and not only into this place, Father, but into our hearts and into our lives so that we can be changed by your presence. And so we pray that as we go throughout this week, you would help us to glorify you in everything that we do, Jesus, in your precious name. Amen. Amen. You are dismissed.
Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit